Gorge, I listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast because Rod and Karen are hot.
Hey, welcome to another episode of the Black Guy Who Tips podcast. I'm your host, Rod, joined as always by my co-host,
Karen.
And we are live on a Wednesday.
It is Wednesday, shit.
On a Wednesday, ready to do some podcasting.
I don't know what day of week it is, y'all. Sorry.
You know what it is. Leave us 5-star reviews on Apple Podcasts. We'll read them on the show. Just make them nice. 5 stars. That's all we ask. Mm-hmm. The official weapon of the show is
phone chair.
And the unofficial sport.
bullet ball.
Extreme. And I guess I'll start with how I always start. Do you have any banter for today?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we do have some banter, so we're going to play a beat so we can, get this money. Karen, banter me.
Yes, I have really been enjoying my face, and I know that might sound silly, but you know, with me getting the facial and stuff, I've been kind of paying more attention to my face. Mm-hmm. And so I've been following kind of like a routine, and it's been working, and I got me some cool moisturizing gel because I have very dry skin for some reason. Like, my hair would just just sucks everything up. So I have really been just enjoying my face and my skin and paying it more attention than I was before, because sometimes, I know for me, I kind of just take those things for granted, because growing up, I was a child that, me and my mom was the opposite. She was like, and there's nothing wrong with this, but it's just not my personality. She was very, very like, I like to dress up. I like to put on the makeup. Like, I like to just do all these things. I'm like, oh, that's waste of time. I'd rather be sleeping. Why I got to get up extra 10 minutes to do some bullshit? You know, in my mind, I was like, this is the bullshit. But, you know, the older I get, the more I'm like, you know what, Karen, you need to start taking these things more seriously and paying these things more attention. And so I started paying my skin more attention and kind of its needs and, you know, the desires of it and things like that. And it's been a pretty cool process.
Cool. That's dope. You know, I'm glad you're enjoying it. And I feel like if you pay for a facial, you should, you know, there's nothing wrong with feeling that way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been noticing from working out and stuff, you know, there's certain you know, like, I can see a little bit of the progress and feel it. And so I'm like, oh, okay, my arms are looking a little bit different. Not a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just the incremental process. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, progress. But, yeah, so I think, you know, what do they say? Take care of your body or whatever. Health is wealth, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. It'll take care of you. And, like, in your face is slimmer. Like, you know.
That's what people keep saying, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just see it in your face.
I don't know if it's just, like, a dysmorphia thing or what, but I can't really tell that much. Everyone keeps telling
you,
me.
Yeah.
And I mean, I guess the thing is, I see myself every day.
Mm-hmm.
So I've never really experienced like the, oh man, look at this big change. But you know, I see people noticing, I see people saying stuff, and I appreciate all that. A banter for me, what is Future blanking out on like that? I don't understand, because if you listen to the song like that, it's pretty graphic and there's lots of, you know, slurs and rapping and explicit stuff happening in the song.
If you pay it attention.
And if you look, you know, and then there's just like, and I don't know why he did this, but there's a part where he says, because he says bitch several times. He said, she think because she exotic, bitch, she attractive. That's that shit that gets you put up on the after section. And, but then later at the end, he says, you could have that little, and then it blanks out. And he said, you can have that little blank because it ain't, because she ain't mine. What the fuck is the blank?
I have no idea.
You already said everything. You said you would, you said she gonna swallow because she a goat. You said if a carrot, if one of your rings, if a diamond fall off, she gonna choke because a carrot, like it's, because your fingers are in her mouth. Like, I put her on the game, she get fucked for a chain. Got your bitch, got your girl in this bitch, she twirling on his dick. What the fuck, what the fuck did you blank out?
Oh, that came in with the TNT sensor.
What could he have possibly said?
It was that bad, right? That, you might that, as well have said it.
That he was like, whoa, 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 calm down, dog. We can't go that far.
We can't say that.
I mean, yeah, she's a bitch. She's sucking my dick. I'm fucking her for a chain. The gang is fucking her. I will kick her out of the section for thinking that she's attractive. But I would never say blank. That's just not what that, Future does.
That's just too far.
What the fuck? I will
that's
never.
That's too far in the future, apparently.
It's like when you heard that first time I heard Biggie Smalls give me the loot and they blanked out. I don't give a fuck if she's pregnant. I want the, but then they left in like, I want the something like, I want, it was like two things that meant she was pregnant. Like, I want right. The baby stroller and the number one mom pendant. I'm like, well, you could have left it in. Now you made me think it. Fuck you. I was just wanting to listen to a song. Any more of your banter?
Yes, and this one is kind of silly, but it's just my thought process. I wonder what happens to your video games when you, like, pause and you go on to other video games. Do your video game world just sit there waiting on you to come back? Do they go to work? You know, because I play a lot of games that have, like, villages. like tons of, you know, NPCs and shit like this. I wonder that they'd be like, that bitch ain't coming back. Let's get on to our normal lives. I just wonder. What do they do with your video game when you leave them?
Well, it's interesting because there's some games that actually do continue even if you pause it. You know, like Farm Together. If you it works in real time, so if you go off and do something, you come back. You know, those crops
is a different season. Yes,
yeah, might not be there anymore. But yeah, that is funny. And then my last thing is kind of it's a little bit serious, but it's a little bit funny to me. So Jonte Porter got suspended for life from the NBA. He was gambling on himself and his team to lose and himself to come under his stats. So like with gambling, some of these FanDuel sites and stuff, it'll be like, hey, first of all, you've never heard of Jonte Porter. Okay. That's number one red flag,
right? Because when we first talked about this, I'm like, who? Roger was like, right.
Well, you say that about anybody and everybody, so that doesn't count.
My opinion don't count on this.
But when they say like Jonte Porter, he's Michael Porter's younger brother and all this stuff. He's a nobody. But that so when someone bets thousands, if not millions, of dollars on this guy randomly, it a red flag pops up because it's like. Who the fuck is betting $10,000 that the seventh man on the Toronto Raptors won't get five rebounds tonight? That's a crazy amount to bet. And they just happen to keep winning.
Right.
So he got busted for betting on himself. It's pretty apparent. They're banning him from life. That's pretty obvious to me. Mm-hmm. I said it when it happened. They were going to ban him for life. We'll talk about it in depth on Balls Deep. I'm not going to go into all the reasoning there, but it's pretty simple to me.
Right.
But what I want to point out is I saw a lot of people trying to make, and this, once again, if everyone's making a point, it's either true or stupid. And a lot of times it's kind of both. So the point I saw everybody making was a very obvious one, which is, oh, so-and-so hit a woman. And they only got suspended X amount of games. But this guy's getting suspended for life.
Mm-hmm.
And they think they're making a point about the league. All of them do. They all think they're pointing out some sort of NBA betting hypocrisy or something. And in no way is this betting hypocrisy, in my opinion, just because it's literally the integrity of the game. It has nothing to do with their personal lives. But I hear your point, and I'll just add to it. because you wouldn't stop watching if someone hit a woman. That's the truth.
Right.
That's the ugly truth. That's what no one wants to say because it implicates us, implicates the audience, implicates the fans, implicates the people that watch it on TV. No one implicates sponsors. Oh, it's not just a they decided to put these woman beaters out here and everybody was like, I hate this, but I guess they got to do it. You don't have to watch any of these sports. You don't have to watch football. Mm-mm. You don't have to watch any of this stuff with entertainment wise.
No, you don't.
The truth of the matter is we've shown them as fans, we don't care that much.
Correct.
Like, we care in the annoying way. We care in a virtue signaling way where mm-hmm. we can go, I would never hit a woman. Well, nigga, you're not supposed to hit a woman. You don't get no fucking credit for that.
Right.
But it's like, look at me. I'm a good person. I wouldn't put my hands on a woman. But at the same time, I mean, shit, Ray Lewis, I gotta watch that game. It's the Super Bowl, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I just thought it was funny watching everybody make a point that I thought was, in addition to being like logically incongruent, it was also not the real point. The real point is they do what we will let them do.
Agreed.
If somehow someone did something so egregious, if Kobe Bryant is accused of sexual assault and that makes people say, I'm never watching another Lakers game, another NBA game, then something will be done about it.
Mm-hmm.
But they know that if he gets out there and he does what he's the best in the world at or whatever, motherfuckers going to sit up there and cover it. The news going to cover it. Eventually, we'll let it go. So I think it's funny how that people try to single out the league. And, of course, I always say a lot of this is really about jealousy because you work with somebody that's put their hands on their woman. You play basketball with somebody at recreationally. You may or may not even know it. You know, right. You go to the gym with somebody because it's happening so much and much of it not even reported. But right. It's happening so much. We like to pretend, especially, it's very funny when liberal people do it too, because mm-hmm. they're the ones that are like, ban the box and, hey, man, listen, people make mistakes. What? Hey, it's a murderer. We need to give them another chance. Why would we lock this person up forever? We need to do restorative justice. But not always, right? When it's a social death penalty, it's like, this motherfucker should never work again.
Right.
We should never see them again. No, they should, no matter how talented they are, they should never be, no one should ever see, like, pay for any labor for them, all this shit. Like, we want a social death penalty, even if we pretend we don't want a actual, like, carceral one. But the point being, like, we allow this shit to happen by our lack of
our actions
of wanting to, like, if we truly were about it and not just making a tweet, you wouldn't watch this shit.
Right.
You wouldn't be happy when Brittany Griner came back. Hello. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. And I'm not judging. I'm saying it's a balancing act that we're all participating in. But yet on days like today, here come the most dumbest comparisons that just aren't very thoughtful, and it's like, oh, well, that's not a thoughtful take, but okay. And you see, once I saw it the 100th time, I said, can I just bring this up on the show real quick? It's not because the league, it's because of us,
the consumers.
Because you, and this is why, you wouldn't watch a league where you knew players were purposely sandbagging, fucking up the game.
Right.
That's the thing.
It's too many bet naps and shit.
Derrick Rose. You'll watch Derrick Rose again.
Mm-hmm.
They called your bluff. You'll do it. You'll watch him. You'll cheer his comeback story years later. What'd he come back from? Let's just call it injuries. We'll cheer that. We'll give him comeback player of the year. Hero. Everyone loves it. Oh my God. Such a great championship. Such a great story to see him overcome. Overcome what? Adversity. You'll watch Ja Morant when he comes back, right? Because those aren't deal breakers. You're going to watch Josh Giddey in Oklahoma City because they're not deal breakers. As much as people want to pretend that the outrage flopping from black dudes over Josh Giddey is just them pretending to give a fuck when they never have.
Right.
They don't care when it's a black guy, and they don't care that it's Josh Giddey. They care that he's white, and they want to see him punished. But nothing's going to happen to him. But the point being, like, all this outrage flopping is basically pointless because you've shown you don't really care. But you would care if you thought these motherfuckers aren't going out here trying to win. If you thought, hey, a player can get rich by just undermining the integrity of the sport to make some money off of gambling, it would kill the sport. You know, just the allegations of it have killed sports before, or made them take PR hits, huge hits. So I just thought that was funny, the Jontae Porter takes. All right, anything else for banter?
Mm-mm.
All right, then, shit, let's get into the show. Let's start with this.
Let me see what you want to be. You better move your body. You better move your feet. And I want to groove. Show me what's cool. Riding, caring, baby. LGBTQ news.
We're trying to take us down, but we still around.
We lit. We lit.
Trying to steal a shine, but we on the ride.
We lit. We lit.
But you can't do what we're about to do.
We lit. We lit.
Black guy who tips.
LGBTQ news.
All right, let's talk about it. LGBTQ news. You know what it is. Hunter Schafer has gotten offered tons of trans roles, but I just don't want to do it or talk about it. I just want to be a girl and move on, she says. Hunter Schafer said in a new GQ cover story that she has been strategic in trying to shift the public's focus away from her gender identity as a transgender person. The Euphoria favorite does not want her identity to be the sole talking point about her, and has at times tried to avoid saying the word trans during interviews in order to ensure her career is not solely defined by gender identity.
I can see that, because that shit could be tiresome.
I can see it too, and this is one of the reasons I don't really do the broad sweeping statements about gender identity, sexual orientation, and acting, because I feel like no one wants to be completely honest about it. And I think part of acting is the, I'm becoming somebody, I'm using my tools of acting, empathy or whatever, to show an experience that I did not have. You know, if a woman is in a movie, and in that movie she kills somebody, well, she's never murdered someone in real life. We understand as acting, we don't say, go hire a murderer. The only way we can do this role is if someone is really killing right. people. When it's a movie about an athlete and it's Damon Wayans pretending to be a basketball player, we don't say, hey, only an actual player that's been in the NBA would be able to do this, because we also understand there's NBA players that can't act and all this shit. You know, it's like it's a complicated thing that's not as simple as a black and white rule. But one of the reasons that I haven't really joined in on that, you know, only trans people should play trans people, gay people should play gay people, in addition to the social climate of outing people and us not really knowing what the fuck people got going on in their lives, you know, us assuming a lot. And I definitely noticed the hypocrisy when it was, I've never seen a woman called out for this. It's only been men. And I'm not talking about the trans stuff. I'm talking about, like, if a woman plays a lesbian in a movie, I've never seen her, like, she better not get no fucking award. She ain't no lesbian. It's like,
right.
No, that's not a problem. She can do it. So some weird, like, issues that are involved in this that aren't really as strict as, like, it's about gay versus straight versus trans versus this, right? But the actors may not want to do this. No one ever stops and thinks, like, a gay actor might not want to be typecast as, well, here's a gay role. Here I go again. They might want to portray some straight people.
Right.
They might not want to talk about it all the time. They might not want every article to be about it. They might want to talk about the job they did, not the life they live. You know, it's a difficult balance, because I feel like our advocacy and support can sometimes look like it's compelling people to be spokespeople that might not want to be.
Right. I agree. And it's also one of those things, a lot of this is very complicated, because I do understand, because the racism and sexism and homophobia and the way things are designed is really fucked up. And I do understand people being left out because of that. Like, and that does need to get better. But at the same time, the roles call for people that can perform the job. And it's one of those things to where, like you say, everybody assumes that everybody wants to do these things, when on an individual level, it may be very different and it may vary per person.
And these things are changing. They're fluid, as someone said in the chat. there are people who went by they and then switched pronouns to she. You know, there's people like we've seen it. Demi Lovato was one of them. We've seen people, you know, literally transition, like Elliot Page. You know, like it's a complicated thing. It's not, and I think when we just use it as a cudgel to like beat people down with and shit on everybody, I don't think it's doing anybody a service. Mm-mm. And people will opt into being those type of folks that are like very proactive in speaking up if they want to. I think as long as it's allowed for those, for folks that do want to be like, hey, I want, give me all the gay roles. I've decided to dedicate my career to representation, and I want to show people that, hey, gay people matter, and these are the characters I want to play, and all that's really dope. I love that stuff. But mm-hmm. but this idea of like, no one wants to talk about the other side. We're kind of forcing it on people where it's like, well, you're trans and you're acting, so got some thoughts. And it's like, I thought we were going to talk about Euphoria.
Right.
No. Let's talk about you being trans. Well, I'm in a new movie. It has nothing to do with that.
Nothing.
And actually, I kind of don't want
to. We would prefer to promote the job or I came here to
do. Not for you. We'll talk to your other actors about their roles and how they work. And then we'll probably ask them what it's like working with a trans person, because we need to ask. And I can see how it feels a bit dehumanizing. I'm not suggesting that you never ask or no one ever talks about. Just saying, like, I have empathy for the fact that each situation is unique and it's going to change per person. And so some folks are going to voice this. And I'm sure that Hunter felt a bit of a trepidation about even approaching this topic in this way, because there's going to be people that go, well, you're a sellout then, because you didn't want to step up and say this and this. You afraid of da-da-da? I'm sure within the community, because that's what happens with blackness, so I'm sure it will happen with any community.
Yes, and I feel the way about this, and it's not the same, but it's similar, just like I feel about the bird watching dude in New York. Just because something happens to me does not automatically mean I have to be an activist for your cause because you decided that that's what you want me to do. I didn't pick up that mantle. You want me to, but I'm not obligated to.
It has not just happened naturally by any means. If I let it happen, it would still be given transsexual actress before every article ever. As soon as I say it, it gets blast off, she added about the word trans coming up in interviews. It took a while to learn that, and it also took a while to learn that I don't want to be reduced to that, and I find it ultimately demeaning to me and what I do. Especially after high school, I was sick of talking about it. I worked so hard to get where I am, past these really hard points in my transition, and now I just want to be a girl and finally move on. Yeah, it's going to be interesting, because I'm sure within the community there's going to be a lot of discussion about what this really means, you know, like, because I'm sure some people will not like that she said that, but I get it. I have an understanding. It's got to be tiring to always be seen as your representation, as your marginalization, and not a person. You know, it's like, I wrote for a TV show. People ask me about Game Theory. I love talking about it, but if someone's like, well, you were black and a writer, so, and then that just kept happening and kept happening and kept, eventually I'm gonna be like, hey man, what are you trying to say?
Right.
Because obviously if I was white and a writer, we're not even having that conversation.
No,
so
we're not.
How, like, did you like the work? Did I do a good job? Are you in, like, you know, like, what is this becoming? Anyway, let's talk about the law, because you know it's a lot of it. You know it's a lot, and it's mostly bad, because it almost always is.
Yes, it is.
Supreme Court allows Idaho's gender-affirming care ban to go into effect. They mostly reinstated Idaho's ban on gender-affirming care for minors on Monday, overturning a lower court decision to block the transphobic law. While Labrador versus Poe, a lawsuit challenging its constitutionality, moves forward in lower courts, the law will now go into effect for all but the two minors and their families who sued to stop it. That's a weird thing.
So nobody else can do it but you?
Right, because you know everybody else is waiting on the outcome of this trial.
Because you're impacting their lives too.
And the justices' written comments suggest they may ultimately rule in favor of such bans. Yeah, because they're probably going to, one, they're conservative, and they just go, what you going to do about it? We already got the offices. We seated for life. Mm-hmm. And then the second thing is, they'll rely on the, well, it's the state. That's what they always do when it's whenever there's some shit that's fucked up. They just go, well, I mean, we're just allowing states freedoms to do whatever they want to in their state. Like, we don't think the federal government should impose. And then you're like, okay, well, we want to take Trump off our ballot. Whoa, you don't get to do that.
Right, but it's up to the states, though, right?
Right. A new spending bill bans U.S. embassies from flying LGBTQ pride flags. Yeah, this is how a lot of times Republicans can get stuff through in the House and whatnot, because they control the budget. So you throw shit in the budget to be like, well, if y'all want to pass this budget, here comes some bullshit. Embedded within the extensive government funding package endorsed by President Biden lies a clause prohibiting the display of LGBTQ pride flags at U.S. embassies. However, despite the inclusion of this provision, the White House pledged on the same day of the signing to move towards nullifying it. This prohibition is just one of the numerous matters addressed within the colossal $1.2 trillion package. Yeah, it's probably a poison pill that they were trying to sabotage this whole thing to get Biden and Democrats to either back out of this, you know, this tenuous deal to fund the fucking government over this thing. So either you back out, or because you don't back out, they go, see, look at this. The gay people, y'all should be mad at them. They agreed to this, and they now you can't fly the flag. And so it seems like the Biden administration, like, yeah, we'll get that off of there. Like, we got the $1.2 trillion. That's funding.
All that
we need the funding, but no, we're not doing that bullshit.
Mm-mm.
Reportedly, Republican House Speaker, and also I think to be fair to Mike Johnson, which I hate, that's a sentence I hate, I never thought I'd be saying, he probably put that in there to get his hardcore Republicans
to even
fucking sign off to be like, don't we hate the gays? You can say you did this because you hate the gays,
even though obviously
they don't even want to fund the government.
Mm-mm. It was up to them. The government would be shut down.
So here's their like excuse to be like, yeah, I voted for it, but that's because I hate trans people and stuff. So don't hey, constituents, don't be mad at me, okay? I didn't realize they were gonna fly the flags anyway, but it just gives them cover. He emphasized the ban on flying the pride flag as an incentive for his party to back the bill. Yeah, that's exactly what I thought. The White House stated that although it couldn't prevent the flag proposal from being included, it managed to oppose more than 50 other policy riders aimed at undermining LGBTQI community, which congressional Republicans sought to insert into the legislation. Of course,
right, they blocked a lot of that shit. It's like, oh, yeah, we're still passing that shit, but we're not doing none of that.
The law signed by President Biden specifies that no U.S. funding can be utilized to exhibit a flag over a facility of the United States Department of State, except for U.S. or other government-related flags, as well as flags advocating for prisoners of war, missing in action soldiers, hostages, and wrongfully imprisoned Americans. Nevertheless, Biden administration has argued that while the law prohibits flying certain flags over U.S. embassies, it does not explicitly address displaying them elsewhere on the ground. So that, yeah, they're not gonna pay attention to shit. Cause fuck them. Like, this is what I say. This is what I always say. When people go, when they go low, we go high. And I'm like, no, you guys actually want us to always go high, even if we lose. This is the kind of shit that I think is going low.
Yep.
Where it's like, yeah, we agree. You signed it. Okay, everybody, we voted on it. It's passed. Fly the flags lower than over the embassy. What the fuck?
Yeah, take them down 2 feet. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, okay. Like, what are we doing? Back to the business of governing. Thanks.
Right.
New law could be used to block minors from viewing any LGBTQ plus content online. They're definitely trying to do this. They don't want kids to see people being free, being happy, showing they can live outside of the norms of the restrictive conservative views of parents and communities and religions and shit. They don't want to see that. Mm-hmm. What if my kid sees a content creator on YouTube and they happen to be gay and smiling? The same day she vetoed a statewide ban on gender affirming care for minors, Kansas Governor Laura Kelly allowed a controversial bill that could block minors from accessing LGBTQ plus content online to become law. And she's a Democrat, so So she vetoed the ban on gender affirming care. So really, the only thing stopping this is that y'all have a Democrat as the governor.
That happens in a lot of states where everything is Republican, and when it comes to like the main person, they're like, "Fuck that shit." And if that person wasn't there, they would be rolling like other states. Mm-hmm. People fail to realize that
our state is one of them, and
yes,
also
we are.
Also, you have to be careful, because what happens is because people don't give a fuck, or they feel safe, mm-hmm. because you have this one person stopping everything, they start slacking on voting for the other offices. Almost every state has some sort of, hey, if the Congress of the state somehow has the majority Republicans, and you get enough of a majority, you can overturn these vetoes.
Yes, we've seen that before, too, where the person say no, and then they'll turn around and be like, well, we got 60%, whatever the percentage is, fuck that, and it still becomes law.
On Friday, Senate Bill 394 became law without Kelly's signature. See? Similar to laws passed in Texas, Arkansas, Indiana, Louisiana, Mississippi, Montana, Utah, and Virginia in recent years, the law is intended to prevent minors from accessing adult websites. It requires sites featuring content that is harmful to minors to verify that visitors in Kansas are 18 or over. Visitors to such sites would have to provide the government-issued IDs.
Yeah, they do that shit, and people aren't doing that shit. For what? For who? For why? So it can get fucking stolen? It's stupid.
The bill passed the House of Representatives 92-31 after unanimously passing the state Senate in February. LGBTQ plus advocates and some Kansas Democrats have warned that the state's legal definition of material that is harmful to minors means the law could be interpreted broadly to ban young people's access to any LGBTQ plus content on the web.
Mm-hmm. They purposely make shit vague.
Under existing state law, material that is harmful to minors includes sexual conduct, which is defined in parts as acts of homosexuality. Yeah, so I would not put it past.
Not just regular sex. You know what I'm saying? Like, why does it have to just be that? Like, all of it should fall in that, but they just want to focus on that because that's the only one that matters, I guess.
That's the one they're against. I mean, they don't want gay people and them talking about being gay or. Because think about when it says acts of homosexuality, of course, a lot of people go to like, well, shit, why would a kid need to see people being like having sex or stuff? I don't think it's about hardcore stuff. I think it's gonna be the way that they said, look, we just want to protect our kids from homosexuality. And then it was like, at this private school, this teacher is married to a same-sex partner, she gotta go. Mm-hmm. And you're like, whoa, was she fucking
the student?
Did she have an OnlyFans? No, just she has another straight person's OnlyFans is a gay person's marriage is what we have. Both are offensive to us, and so you gotta go. And I do wonder if this will come to pass, because I just wouldn't put anything past Republicans when mm-hmm. it comes to violating that small government. We're gonna stay out of your personal business. They violate that a lot. For that to be the party of small government and all that shit,
they want to regulate a lot of shit.
Right. And so, on the one hand, you want to be like, oh, these Democrats are being paranoid. Republicans aren't going to do that. But I don't know, man. Stranger shit has happened.
I do not trust them.
Because this is the same. Look, Ron DeSantis says new law limiting book challenges will stop liberals from abusing the system. So Ron DeSantis, of course, campaigned on the don't say gay shit. He was... We want all the LGBTQ stuff out of schools. Oh, by the way, also black stuff. Oh, by the way, we want to ban abortions. Whoops. Oh, y'all was cool with the first one? I guess you didn't think we'd come for you. Right? So now that he's clearly lost not even just the presidency, he's lost the dick-sucking contest to be vice president as well mm-hmm. to Donald Trump. So now he is trying to roll back some of the harm that he caused, because he just said, hey, if I can show people I'm as harmful as possible in my home state of Florida, these Republicans that are biggest that voted for Donald Trump will go, hey,
they were never going to vote for him.
Hey, I should vote for you, because you once Donald Trump go to jail, who else is deaf? You know? And so now he's back and he has the governor state. And he knew he was going to lose. He knew he was a loser, because they changed the law to where he would be able to run for president and still come back and be governor. So we knew, they knew he needed the safety net. He needed something to keep him from falling all the way back to the bottom. Okay. So now he signed into a law on Tuesday, an education bill that included a limit on who can challenge books and how many challenges they can register. Because when you say it's open season on challenging all these books, mm-hmm. and then you say we don't want woke, which starts looking like black, which starts looking like LGBTQ, which starts looking like feminist, which starts looking like anything that about the history of the United States that's being honest. Well, guess what? Every fucking conservative person was challenging all the books. Mm-hmm. We were getting articles where it's like they want to ban this book because the author's last name is gay.
And the person's like, I'm not even right about that. The fuck?
not homosexual. I mean, like, my name is John R. Gay. And they were like, not too close. Got to challenge that one.
And also, you had other people that was like, well, then let's ban the Bible. Let's ban this. Like, other people were coming from the other way. They was like, oh, since we ban this shit, let's go after y'all shit,
too. Well, it's interesting you said that, because that's what they're blaming it on. They're saying, yeah, those liberals that did that is the reason we got to limit the challenges, because it's getting out of control.
Oh, now it's getting out. I
highly doubt that it was so that that's the real truth.
I agree.
I think it probably just overwhelmed their system. And also he's trying to roll back some of the harmful policies because people have to live under this shit.
Yes, they do.
He did all this in pursuit of a presidency he was never going to win. But these laws are on the books.
Yes, yes.
People really can't get those abortions. Mm-mm. You know, they really are trying to challenge college curriculums and admittances and stuff like that. So this shit is real. And he just, I think, is going, oh, shucks. Hey, it's the liberals. Because he knows if you just blame liberals, those people eat it up that vote for him.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, like he was trying to be big and bad and go after the mouse. And the mouse was like, what the fuck we got to do with it? And then he was like, can't we kiss and make up? And the Mickey Mouse said, kiss my ass. Like, yeah, yeah. And you were affecting people around. So the shit that Disney was like, we'll pay for, you're causing people property taxes and shit to go up. And you're going to make those people mad because they're like, the fuck am I paying this for when they were willing to pay for it? Like, this is stupid. It didn't make sense, the bullshit he was doing.
The Florida Freedom to Read Project pointed to one man, Bruce Friedman, who has challenged hundreds of books in Florida's Clay County. Just this week, the county dropped 40 book challenges made by Freeman, who claims to be a parent.
Claims? Do they?
I guess.
You don't even know if he got kids. He claims to be a parent with no kids.
HB 1285 is unlikely to slow him down with filing hundreds of objections in his district and limiting library access for all students based on his opinion. The new law they added in the subsequent post is not mission accomplished on stopping the needless censorship happening in Florida schools, but it might slow it in certain areas. Across the country, there were more instances of book bans in the first half of 2023-2024 school year than in any than in all of 2022-2023 school year. Of those 4,349 bans, 3,135 were in Florida alone. More than any other state. Of course, because he coveted this. Because he thought this would help him be the president.
Mm-hmm.
Dummy.
Yeah, and a lot of them book banning people, when it came for voting, people go, get the fuck out of here. Stop banning goddamn books.
Yeah, a whole fucking dummy. All right, we'll do a couple more. Judge blocks Ohio's ban on gender-affirming care for minors. So I think that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it'll keep getting challenging. It'll keep going.
Yes, it will.
So the block is issued by Judge Michael Holbrook of the Franklin County Court of Common Pleas. Didn't address the law's discriminatory focus on gender. Rather, said the ban would likely violate a state constitutional provision known as the single subject rule, which forbids bills from covering more than one subject. Ohio's law HB 68 banned gender affirming care for minors as well as trans girls from playing on sports teams matching their gender identity. So it's a technicality to slow it. Basically, they're going to just probably go back, file two separate ones, and then try to do it again. Or they'll appeal this and try to get a different judge.
Mm-hmm.
Appeals court overturns West Virginia's trans sports ban. A federal appeals court has overturned West Virginia's transgender sports ban, the so-called Save Women Sports Act. The state's attorney general will likely appeal the ruling, but the U.S. Supreme Court declined to hear a similar case from the same appeals court in 2023.
Get that shit out of here.
Yeah. So, you know, it's good for now. We'll see.
For now.
We'll see. Because also they was turning down cases 2023 because everybody found out Clarence Thomas was getting flued out. And they was like, it's hot right
yes.
now.
Yes.
Let's act like we got some sense for like 3 minutes. All right. Is there any good news? Oh, all of Kentucky's anti-LGBTQ plus bills failed.
Good.
The Kentucky General Assembly adjourned this morning with all 10 bills that targeted LGBTQ plus residents failing. Republicans overwhelmingly dominate the legislatures. The legislature attempts to use attacks on the transgender community seem to be losing steam quickly as GOP-led state legislatures across the nation decline measures sponsored by far-right Republicans. Most voters do not support all of the recent laws that target the LGBTQ community.
No, they do not.
Some of Kentucky's most atrocious bills would have weakened local non-discrimination ordinances, restricted drag performances, and allowed doctors to deny care to LGBTQ plus individuals by citing a moral objection. Here's what I keep thinking, too. What happened to us being a community? Because if I'm in a city where there's drag shows, where there's non-discrimination ordinances, where we're like, use the bathroom you feel like using or whatever, I'm not part of the community anymore.
Right.
Some motherfucker from, you know, Bumblefuck, Kentucky can just decide that Indian.
Right.
That like, whatever the big city in, like, Lexington, Kentucky. You can just decide for Lexington, who's decided, hey, we're going to be a little more liberal here. You can just decide for them, no, the fuck, we're not. You know, you and the 7 people that live in the town you're from, fuck out of here. You know, I'm glad that it was shot down.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I do wonder if hopefully enough backlash and enough people speaking out about this stuff, Republicans may see how unpopular this shit is. And I think they're gearing up for this referendum in 2024. And I think we're doom scrolling. We're on the left. We're on this side that's afraid. And so we only accept negative information. You know, it's Trump's gonna kill. It's not even gonna be close, bro. It's over. You know, it's that. We'll accept that quicker than a person going. And I think Biden's gonna pull this out. It's like, oh, what the fuck? So we want the negative, we ignore that Republicans haven't won an actual like outright flat out election, percentage wise, in like for president in forever. They haven't gotten any gains that we were all promised they were going to get under Trump, right? The one time they actually got gains, they underperformed, which I think was either last year or 2 years ago when they thought there was going to be a red wave that never came to fruition. And any negative information, like the fact that 75% of people in this latest poll I saw were like, these Donald Trump charges are serious, and we'll ignore the fuck out of that poll because we just like the naysaying and the sky's falling. But I think this is another sign when you see Republicans, so they got the numbers in this state, turning down 10 anti-trans bills, like, nah.
Yeah, because some of their people are like, we actually don't want that. They're like, word.
I'm not even giving them the credit for that. Wait, hold on. I'm sorry. Maybe. What do you mean, some of the people? You mean the voters?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yes. I'm sorry. Yeah.
And yes. It might not even be a big, but a percentage.
No. You're right. Okay. I'm sorry. I thought you meant other Republican politicians were like, I don't want that. And I'm like, no, I won't give them that credit. Mm-mm. But I see what yes, I think they are saying, hey, our constituents don't really give a fuck about this.
Yes, just like they did with the IVF. And a lot of them got their ass whooped with the abortion. They went out and everybody voted that bullshit down. They was like, oh, y'all don't want this bitch? No.
And Roe v. Wade was them catching the car. You know, it's the dog catching that car, man. It was like, uh-oh. We caught this thing. What do we do with it? Because then you got white women that typically would vote Republican or stay home because they comfortable either way.
Mad as
being
shit.
Being like, not my uterus. I was cool with y'all fucking with everybody else's life.
Right.
And now it's starting to look bad because this is be another year where this shit is going to be on the ballot in a lot of swing states. They're going to put up things about abortion to get people out to vote. Now, I don't know how, but I think you got to get offline and talk to some other people and start read the whole article and not the title. And you'll see, like, hey, man, this shit ain't really looking good for Republicans. Just because we're only focused on the negativity on our side, look over there. It ain't all good.
Right. And I think they really, particularly with the IVF, they fucked up. Because a lot of them like, I use IVF. My babies was born IVF. Like, you know, they started coming out the Wentworth going, the fuck is this? What are y'all doing?
All right, let's get into some other news. Boom.
Vital signs all appear normal. But how do you feel?
Feeling. The quality of a thing as imparted through touch. I have been called vision.
All right. Simone Biles is back in the news.
Okay, what about her?
She opens up about emotional impact of the public's reaction to husband Jonathan Owens' viral The Catch remark. That was from the Pivot podcast. Mm-hmm. Everybody remembers that. So I guess she was recently on a new episode of Call Her Daddy with Alice Cooper. And she recounted how she initially found humor in the situation, but later felt the impact of public scrutiny. I thought everything was okay. Then I go on Twitter, everyone's like, divorce this man, he's mean. I'm like, he's the sweetest. He praises the ground I walk on. Truly, I've never met a man like him. She defended Owens, clarifying his intent behind a viral comment. He never said I wasn't a catch. He said he was a catch because he is. As the reactions became more intense, the initial feelings of amusement slowly turned into discomfort. I thought it was hilarious that all these people were saying, divorce him. I thought it was hilarious at first. Then it hurt my feelings, she admitted. Distressed by the negative attention towards her husband, she expressed, one night I broke down and I'm like, why are you guys talking about my husband like this? You don't know him. You don't know who he is. And if anybody's met him, you know he's the sweetest guy and will do anything for anybody. That really hurt that they were talking about my husband like that. For me, it's like, talk about me all you want, but don't come from my family, never. She also shared insights to their early relationship dynamics and Owen's playful confidence, which she found endearing. He could do everything, and that cracked me up about him. So I couldn't wait to meet him so I could be like, you're not funny, you're not a good cook, she joked. She expressed excitement about bringing Owens to the 2024 Paris Olympics, partly to playfully challenge his belief that football is the hardest sport. Reflecting on their strong connection, Biles recalled the certainty she felt after their first date. The first time I met him, I came home from our date and said, I'm going to marry him. I don't know why I said that. I don't know what it is, but I just felt something. Well, he was very attractive. Maybe that was it. And also, I mean, when has Simone Biles not gotten the thing she wanted?
Right?
I don't know them, but this is my projection. But I think for a person like her, who is a winner and a goal setter and an achiever, I think the challenge, quote unquote, of this attractive NFL athlete that didn't even know who she was, quote unquote, I think she dug it in a way that many people would have been turned off by, but it's their relationship.
Right.
And if they're happy, they're happy. I don't know what to tell you. And the man who says the right things, but maybe don't treat her the way that she wants to be treated, it would not make her happy. This man didn't say the things that Twitter wanted to hear, but clearly everything, unless you think she's lying, clearly treats her well. I don't think we know why she would be lying. And people can't handle that because people only care about their image. They only care about the Instagram. They only care about, you know, how shit, the shiny shit that looks. These same people blanking out their man's face on their fucking Instagram things. They taking vacations and being like, come you on. Hold the camera.
Have
but
a
don't.
Whole ass relationship for 5 years and don't nobody know till they pop up married.
Yeah, because they got their own paranoias and shit they got to deal with. In their interpersonal relationships, like, I'm not even, like, knocking them for that. I'm just mm-mm. saying, like,
I understand, right?
Yeah, I'm saying it's wild out here, and so everyone's coming from their own perspective, and they're projecting onto this, not even the whole podcast, this clip.
and they projected into him being like, I remember people saying he was an abuser and shit from a 2-minute clip. And I don't give a fuck what you say, you know, that shit. And I'm like, I'm not going back and forth with them people. They are fighting a demon inside of them if they are all caps on the timeline about these strangers. That ain't about these strangers. That's about them and whatever the fuck they've been through.
Right.
You know, I saw people being, I dated a narcissist, and now I'm like, well, she don't think that's what's happening. And, well, she's wrong. You know that from 2 minutes. Got it. Okay. I don't know what the fuck else to tell you. Like, enjoy your life. But as always, I do wonder about these young black women on social media. And it's really all of us, but definitely young black women I think about. Because what a lot of people think is support ends up doing shit like this to them, because the social media environment is not a positive, productive place. So if you said you're protecting her and she's going, no, you're not, and you guys actually really kind of hurt my feelings, and y'all don't know him, and it's not true what y'all were saying, and y'all wouldn't even listen to me when I told you it wasn't true.
Right.
You say you're my number one fans, but y'all the same one that dragged my hair. You're the same one that talk about my fits. You're talking about my husband now. What the fuck is this support? This support doesn't feel supported.
Yep.
So yeah, they married in 2023, and we'll see. You know, with all this stuff too, the longer you stay together, it's not because we have no real measurement of happiness. The longer they stay together, people will assume like it was fine.
Yeah, and only time will tell. And it's, like you said, for us also one of those things when you, like you said, you look at it, and particularly online, the same people that will praise you will tear you down. And a lot of times they want to, they tell you that you have freedoms, but you actually don't. They actually want you just to be a puppet and just do whatever they want you to do. And whatever they don't want you to do, that you should not do that thing, whatever that thing is. And
it's just crazy because they go off of such little information.
Correct.
That's why I say it's always about them. It's not really about what happened.
Mm-mm.
It's, you know, and of course, it's definitely some weird level of virtue signaling, because if you think everybody's in a relationship with a bell hooks reading progressive feminist black man, just get the fuck out my face. Like even the people getting mad knew how unrealistic what they were saying was, you know? So it just turns into that, you know? It's the same Cardi B and Offset. It's abuse and this, and now they're, you know, together, not together, 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 not together again. And people just love to see their family on the cover of a magazine. Cause
yes,
they don't,
they do.
Cause it's all just Instagram and projection, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it don't matter. It's just, I just thought it was interesting how much it affected her, not really, because I being the center of that level of people projecting on you and saying reckless shit without knowing you has to suck.
And it has to be a lot. And I've said this before, people don't look in the mentions. So, you know, she was probably seeing all types
of
shit, you know, shit that was just beyond that. Mm-hmm. You know, and so it's one of those things where people go, well, why are you responding? It's like, yeah, dawg, you didn't see all of the vile stuff about him, vile stuff about me, probably telling me to kill myself. Like, people do all types of crazy shit online.
And I always try to be aware of the mentions, because I think it's the hardest thing for most people to keep track of. On social media, we're like, why so-and-so said this, and we just react to that, and we never go, now, why would they say that?
Right.
Because sometimes someone might just literally say something out the blue, and I get it, you know, go off. But sometimes it's like, motherfuckers been going at this person for days. That person says anything back, and we jump on the response like, oh, I bet you didn't think about. And it's like, well, yeah, when I was getting called whatever Future blanked out of his song, maybe I didn't respond in the tone you would like me to respond, because I'm not the fucking president.
Right.
I have a speechwriter. So I said, yeah, fuck you, suck my dick. And you were like, whoa, 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 calm down. Dang, you ain't got a cuss. It's like, well, what were you when they said kill yourself?
Right.
You weren't even, well, you didn't even care about that.
Mm-mm, did not.
Anyway, rise in human infections linked to rat urine reported in New York City.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Human infection. What is the urine doing to the people? Is it making them sick?
There's a spike in human leptospirosis cases. that leprosy? Leptospirosis. The nasty bug that loves to hang out in rat urine. NYC has had a record-breaking number of cases this year, with six popping up in just the first quarter. That's the record. Put that in perspective, in 2023, it hit a high with 24 cases, the most NYC has seen in a single year. I don't know that this feels alarmist and not that scary yet. Maybe I don't know enough about it.
Like, how do you get it from touching the pole on the subway? The fuck is this? I don't, yeah.
Wherever I guess the rat piss is.
Right. It's on the ground. I don't understand. Like, are people licking it? Like, how do you get it?
Yeah. Then they have stats from 2021 to 2023. And that's a long period of time. And they said the Bronx leads the pack with 37 cases. That over a 22 year span, that's not crazy.
Is it something that's rare?
It sounds rare to me.
Okay, my thing is, how do you get it? That's the thing.
I know you keep saying that, and I'm trying to read it, but I you keep asking and I can't read it.
My bad. You get it by snorting it? I don't understand.
Leptospirosis isn't just a walk in the park. It causes kidney and liver issues, and sometimes even breathing problems. Symptoms like fever, headache, muscle pain have been reported. It takes 5 to 14 days to show itself, but can remain in your system for up to 30 days. Oof. Without treatment, the risk are kidney failure, meningitis, liver damage, and breathing troubles. It's rare to catch it directly from another person, but they are advising people move cautiously with those who have been infected. People catch it through encounters with rat urine, like dealing with trash or hanging around places rats have turned into their personal restrooms. So there you go. That's how you get it.
To wash your hands, take your trash out and shit.
Yeah. So Leonardo, Raphael, Donatello, Michelangelo, watch out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Keep wipes on you. Keep your hands clean.
You know, maybe y'all get a separate. Don't use the master bathroom, you know. And I don't say that in the racist way. I mean, it's Master Splinter's bathroom. So don't don't use that one.
There might be some
pee in there. They dismissed the trumped up, dumbass, fake ass impeachment trial against Mayorkas, Alejandro Mayorkas, who's the Homeland Security Secretary. Republicans basically dragged him in there to be like, you're betraying America at the U.S.-Mexican border. You're not. Yeah,
you are frozen, baby. Somebody said you're frozen.
I'm frozen? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, you're frozen on my screen, too.
Oh, huh. Okay.
We can hear you, but you're just frozen.
I guess I'll refresh and y'all won't be able to hear anything for a while.
No problem. We'll
see if this works.
Yeah, shit. I looked up. I was like, wait a minute, you ain't moving on my screen either. But your little button is green, so they could hear you. But you just wasn't moving.
Yeah. It's showing. It's showing me on. Am I moving yet? Am I back on the screen?
It's about, no. Give it a few seconds. Right now, you just black.
All right. Let me try closing this browser and coming back. I'm going to pause the recording now. All right, sorry for the technical difficulties, but I think we got it figured out. Anyway, the Senate immediately dismissed the two articles of impeachement because it's just fucking stupid.
Waste of time.
And it's Republicans trying to be like, the highest irony is the Republicans being like, he's betraying the country because he's not policing the border hard enough. The Republicans who backed out of the border deal because Trump told him to. That there was a border deal in place.
It sure was.
They decided they didn't want to do that. So, yeah.
We have no leg to stand on.
Less than a week after their alleged relationship became public, 21-year-old Aoki Lee Simmons has split from 65-year-old Vittorio Asaf. This was Russell Simmons and Kamora Lee Simmons' daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And who is like 20, what is it, 25, 21. And looks, she looks younger than that.
Yes, she does. She's like a child.
And pictures went viral of her on the beach, like with this old ass man who's like taking pictures of her and stuff. It was very like sugar baby-ish vibes, mm-hmm. You know? And she comes from money, so then it was like, what do you need some money? Like, why are you doing this?
Hey, you don't need money, baby.
And of course, her mom was going to be very upset by it. Maybe that was a point. Maybe it was a rebellion thing. People were saying, like, you know, finally shame works, bullying works, or whatever. I don't know. But her mom did seem pretty. I mean, I think everyone was pretty like, it was weird and upsetting.
It was weird.
So I don't know. I guess I'm glad that's over, but mm-hmm. what a weird moment that that even happened.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's move into some other news. What time is it? Boom. All right, we got an hour. Are we done an hour? We got time to do some more stuff. How about some fucking with black people? I know y'all love that. Y'all love to be fucked with. Am I right, guys? Everybody feel like getting fucked with today?
Fucking with black people. Fucking with black people. Fucking with black people. Fucking with black people.
All right. Fucking with black people, we go around the globe, find different articles that make us feel fucked with, and we assign point scores from 0 to 100, intervals of 25. Today's contestants, everybody. 81-year-old Ohio man has been indicted for murder after fatally shooting an Uber driver he mistakenly believed was working with a scammer.
What?
He was 81. He shot a 61-year-old Uber driver, Lolitha Hall. Authorities state that William Brock believed Hall was conspiring with a scammer who had earlier targeted him. The incident began with a deceptive phone call to Brock. The caller impersonating a court officer claimed a family member of Brock's needed money for bail. The scam escalated to a ransom demand, with the scammer arranging for an Uber to collect the supposed bail money from Brock's residence. Ms. Hall did not have any idea of the scam's background.
She's right. She just, you ordered an Uber, I show up.
When she arrived at Brock's home and approached the door, Brock suspected her involvement, confronting her with his firearm, demanding to know her affiliations. Despite Hall's attempts to leave, Brock forcibly took her cell phone and shot her after a brief verbal exchange.
Woo.
Hall was unarmed and did not pose a physical threat to Brock, who eventually shot her 3 times before contacting the police.
What?
She succumbed to her injuries at the hospital. In response to the incident, Uber has expressed deep sorrow and extended their condolences to Hall's family, also noting their cooperation with law enforcement. Yeah, because whoever arranged the ride would be they definitely have some affiliation with the scam. And I think that motherfucker should get murdered, too.
Yes!
During a grand jury hearing, Brock faced indictments of 3 counts of murder, felonious assault, and kidnapping. His arraignment is scheduled later this week. He was previously granted a $200,000 bond after his initial arraignment on a murder charge and could face 15 years to life in prison if convicted. They have yet to identify the scammer. And no additional arrests have been made. So, all right, Karen. 0 to 100, intervals 25. How much do you feel fucked with?
Oh, this is a goddamn Jakaris. Like, the fuck? I'm an Uber driver. I'm just doing my, like, do you not understand how Uber works? Like, right. You call me, I show up, the end. I don't know who called me or who sent me.
Yeah, I give it 100 as well. I saw the video. Now, they don't show the shooting, but I saw enough. And it's infuriating. It's infuriating, you know, older white man with a gun basically riding out on this black woman. And look, I get it, like, I'm sure that he felt that he was doing something to stop the kidnapping or something. I'm sure it's going to be a hell of a trial if they don't plead out to something a little bit lower. Because mm-hmm. I do understand the extenuating circumstance, but the fact that you thought so little of this woman's life.
Right.
Because even let's say it was real and that she was in on the kidnapping scam. What is shooting her going to do? It's not helping with the kidnapping. It's not, you going to call the police after you shot her? Why didn't you call the police before she even got there?
Mm-hmm.
We calling the police, right? I'm sure the kidnap scammer was like, don't call the police. Well, you did shoot someone and get the police involved. So now they're involved in a murder investigation instead of a kidnapping investigation. What the fuck are you talking about?
Right. If they find out who that scammer is,
murder.
I could see you. Yeah, because you basically caused her death by randomly sending a person that was unaffiliated and unconnected to it.
Yeah, murder.
Ryan, be scared to death being the Uber driver. Where you go, dog, I'm just trying to take people places. The fuck is this?
Duke ends full ride scholarship program for select black students in the wake of affirmative action ruling. Duke is discontinuing its Reginaldo Howard Memorial scholarship program, a program for top applicants of African descent, in wake of last year's Supreme Court decision that ended race-based affirmative action in college admissions. The announcements comes amidst a nascent national trend with a number of public universities ending their own race-based scholarship programs in response to the Supreme Court ruling. I think a couple things are interesting. Does that ruling affect private universities like Duke? Is it like if you get any public funding, are they going to do something to you for this? Are they trying to get ahead of something? I don't know.
I think they're trying to get ahead of it, you know, because they're like, well, we just don't want no problem, so we get rid of it. And it's one of those things where it's very, very frustrating when you look at this. Because like somebody said, if you're going to do this, you know, get rid of legacy. Like, the legacy shit matters more than the other shit.
Get rid of white people going to HBCUs for free.
Right. And get minority scholarships.
I mean, if we getting rid of all race-based whatever, that's right. Happening.
Yes.
But I'm not even saying they should do that. I just, mm-mm. What I think is interesting is in place of the scholarship, this is the part I haven't heard anybody report. In place of the scholarship program, the Office of University Scholars and Fellows is partnering with the Mary Lou Williams Center for Black Culture to establish the Reginaldo Howard Leadership Program. The new program will be open to all undergraduate students, regardless of race, and will not include a competitive selection process. What I wonder, and there's no way to know until you see the results, and this is what I would suggest they do, I wonder if you just continue to just do it for black people, but you say it's open for everybody.
Yep, and you just don't
see. And just coincidentally, no one who wasn't black got in this year. And the reason I would be okay with that is because that's what the fuck they do to us.
Mm-hmm.
And it works because you can't challenge it in court, really. Because you can go to the court and be like, hey, it's none but black people in this program. That's racist against white people. And they're going to go prove it.
Right.
Is it in writing?
It's open to everybody.
Did they say you didn't get in because you were white? No. Because they do that to us all the time. Where we go, hey, I'm looking at this boardroom. There's nothing but white people in here. What the fuck is that about? I feel like this is racist. Prove it. Did we say you couldn't be a board member because you black? Did they put it in writing? So, once again, well, it'll take a while to even see. But if they're partnering with a Center for Black Culture, and then they're just going to be like, hey, we didn't write nothing down. I'm going to put my score out here right now. I'm going to say 50 right now.
Somebody got hip to the game, but somebody was like, okay, fuck it.
We don't know that for a fact. Mm-hmm. I'm not stating this as a fact. I'm wondering.
Right.
And I'm leaving some room for wondering. Because I might come back to this in 3 years and be like, damn, it was nothing but black people in the program. And now you can't sue them because they ain't put it in writing and it's helping black people. They just happen to go to the Black Culture Center where white kids ain't even going to show up.
Mm-mm.
They just happen to go to the black place and whoever showed up, got the scholarship.
They got the scholarships.
I don't know. They just somehow got in the program. I don't know. So I'm going to say 50 for now. I'm still fucked with that these programs are starting to be wound down. Mm-hmm. But if they're doing what I suggested that we do, I'm a hold out some hope. What about you?
I'm going to give it a 75. I take 25 for that. But it's still very frustrating. I understand. I think this is them saying, let's get ahead of this before we just have random white folks. We be in court. I think a lot of university shit, they're like, we don't want to be bothered with any of those problems. So they've hired somebody, or somebody on the staff is going through, and they was like, what are all the scholarships we got? What are the ones that's race oriented? We don't, let's reroute this or whatever, so we won't have no problems.
Yeah. And they don't even know about all the secret ways to get at the racism without getting at the racism. Like, we had to learn. They like 400 years behind on calling out racism that isn't written down. Like, it's easy to catch the racism that's written down. I mean, we as black people, we do that all the time. We laugh at that. It's like, oh, so your racism is set to 1 out of 100 because it's the lowest rating racism. If you just put no blacks allowed on the door, racism, easy call, let's go home. We all gonna agree. But it's the little racism. Like when you go to Cracker Barrel and there's 57 American flags in the parking lot, and you're like, it's not a Confederate flag, but it's giving Confederate flag energy.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. I can't prove that Denny's didn't come to my table on time.
Right.
And sat me by the smoking section and by the bathroom. Mm-hmm. I can't prove that happened because I'm black. They don't understand yet. But you will. You motherfucking will. Okay, you go find those motherfucking forms. Candace always gonna show them where the forms is. That's the failure in the plan, because she used them before when she was got the NAACP to help her. Mm-hmm. So she gonna know where the forms is. She's like, no, come here, Chadwick. I'm gonna show you where the forms.
Not Chadwick.
That's sad. Chadwick Boseman made Chadwick not a white person name anymore, because Chadwick used to be the exclusive white people name.
Oh, okay.
Now I can't even really make that joke anymore.
Mm-mm.
It just made me a little sad to say Chadwick, so.
jokes too. On me.
Jokes on me. Miss Smart says the white people gonna figure it out. Trust they gonna know, just like we didn't seek them out to find them for our soccer teams and baseball teams at HBCUs. They found us. So I guess she don't have no faith in black people. She has a lot of faith in white people, and they're going to figure it out. But I don't have as much faith in white people as you do. I think it's going to take them a while.
I think it's going to take them a while, too.
I say change the program names. Keep only doing shit for black people. Let them catch up. Let's see what happens.
Mm-hmm. I change the names to the whitest name, the Better Cracker Scholarship.
Yeah. See you in court. It's going to take y'all a while to sue anyway. See you in court. All right. Let's wrap this up with some Guess the Race. Boom.
This time for Guess the Race. This time for Guess the Race. This time for Guess the Race. This time for Guess the Race.
I just want to make sure. Did you say the Billy Cracker Scholarship?
Betty.
Betty Cracker.
Oh,
is that what you said?
I meant Betty Crocker. If I said I meant Betty Cracker Scholarship.
I don't know. I think Betty Cracker is better.
My bad.
I like Betty Cracker. I feel like if you call it the Betty Cracker Scholarship, I think white people might not apply. They might be scared. It's too on the name. It's too on the nose.
They'd be like, Betty, but it's not more black people in here.
Yeah. They're like, so wait, the Betty Cracker Scholarship got nothing but black people to apply to it?
That's crazy. Like, what's happening here?
I think something's up. Call Candace Owens. All right, let's get to these articles. Go around the globe, find different articles, guess the race of the people involved. Motorist 20 cops to 199 miles per hour reckless driving.
Woo, you were pushing it.
Yeah. For the family.
What was you driving, dog? Because I'm about to say, if you wasn't driving nothing speedy, that bitch was shaking.
It's driving a quarter mile at a time. The 20-year-old motorist who was recently caught going 199 miles an hour on a Florida roadway has copped to a reckless driving charge. Luis Luzano Figueroa entered a no contest plea. This is so funny. What's so funny about that? Did I say a joke? I didn't say a joke.
That's some fast moving tacos.
Wow. Okay. No contest plea to the misdemeanor count during a court hearing last week. He was ordered to pay about $900 in fines and court fees and will complete a 12-hour aggressive driving class.
What? Aggressive driving class.
That's it? You can go 200 miles an hour, basically, and it's like...
200.
That'll be $900 and 12 hours of, hey, can you slow down?
Wow.
12-hour class. I feel
and
like
they're driving like crazy taxi.
I feel like the 12-hour class, 5 minutes is just the teacher introducing themselves. Then the next 5 minutes is, can you slow the fuck down? And then the rest of the 11 hours is you just watch all the Fast and Furious movies back to back. Like, what the fuck do you need to say in 12 hours? Slow, you just gonna bring different people in. Slow the fuck down. Okay, we got somebody to say it in Swahili.
You know what right. I
mean? Lozano Figueroa was arrested in January when cops spotted his red 2016 Chevrolet Camaro engaging in a 1 a.m. street race along the Florida Turnpike. He was driving the vehicle.
That shit went turbo. Because that's not a fast car. I mean, it's a fast car, but it's one of the things where that's really fast. 200 miles an hour?
And there were two passengers. He was driving the vehicle, and there were two passengers in the souped-up ride, a 19-year-old and a 16-year-old. Ooh. The posted speed limit was 70 miles an hour. Oh, I hate when I do that. When you be like, oops, I accidentally went 130 miles over the speed limit.
That's not how that works, sir.
It's the worst. Because like, this like, you know what I pulled you over for? Oh.
That's not how that works. They got the 70. They hit the turbo. They
pressed
the button.
What seems to be the problem? When they pull me over, that's... Officer, what seemed to be the problem?
I'm surprised they ain't charged you with child endangerment.
Sir, do you know why I pulled you over? Is my headlights not?
Did I forget to turn my signal on?
Do
you know how fast you was going? Right.
I don't think anyone know. Light speed?
The speed of sound? I don't know. I wasn't checking.
I just completed the Kessel Run in 12 parsecs. Is that? When police searched the vehicle, they found Insta360 X3 action camera with mounted stick inside the car, which is registered to his father. Citing a mounted bracket on the Camaro's rear window, cops concluded that the camera was used to capture video for his Instagram called Truly Lewis with two Y's. The license plate on the car said Truly, T-R-L-Y-Y.
So he going 100-something miles, and I'm like, yeah, this is Truly. Hey, guys, I see y'all out there in the street. This is your boy.
His Instagram page includes photos of the Camaro, vacation snaps from Paris and Rome, and it identifies him as a licensed insurance producer with a Globe Life subsidiary. So he's an insurance
You got evidence. You are going to jail.
How are you
streaming this shit?
No, that's not what I was going to say. How are you providing insurance and you do 200 miles an hour driving cars in races? Like, maybe he got some good insurance. I don't know.
He must got some great insurance.
He's like, look, I'm my number one customer. Okay, I got the triple
dipple. I insured myself.
I got the triple dipple motherfucking Global Life
insurance. I got collision and liability, bitch.
I got everything because I'm going to definitely die on these highways.
Yes, I am. I
need to make sure my family is taken care of. He need to have a commercial. They need to make the next life insurance commercial with him. Libbity bibbity. Like I was it's me, Mayhem. I'm doing 200 miles an hour in the middle of the motherfucking night on the highway with the police chasing me.
And I gotta pay $2,000 a month to keep this insurance.
Florida state records show that he was licensed last year to sell life, health, and accident insurance. He is not qualified to sell auto insurance. Guess the race.
Oh, Latino.
All right, let's check the chat room, see what they believe the race of Luis Lozano Figueroa is. Speedy Andretti Gonzalez, Italian passing Mexican. traffic class taught by Dom White. El Rapido y El Furioso Latino.
That's hilarious.
No.
Oh, no.
Speedy Gonzalez, Hispanic. Arriba, Mexican. Cuban on Cuban or Cuban on Cuban. Latino, Lewis Hamilton Latino. The correct answer is, and I think everyone said the same thing, and you all got it right. He's Latino. Let's see if I can make his picture bigger. But yeah, that's him. He got that part in his eyebrow too. That's like a real, that's how you know he was doing
it. He was out there with Tourette on them for real.
He like he could be in the movies.
Right. That's what I'm about to say.
All right, the next one. Woman called the cops over a bad batch of meth.
Oh.
I'm not gonna lie. I hate when I get a bad batch of meth. Oh my God. Bane of my existence.
How do you know it's a bad batch?
We haven't talked about the meth after the pandemic. Okay, we talked about restaurants and the quality of service.
The quality of meth has dropped.
But the quality of meth, y'all?
It ain't the same.
Look at me right now, y'all, if you're looking on camera. You see that? I got all my teeth. The meth has, it has failed.
Okay? The meth not mething?
It's not mething like it used to. Okay? It used to be a time, as much meth as I'm on, girl, I have like three teeth. But now, chomp is just chomping. An Indiana woman is facing a narcotics charge after she called 911 to report purchasing an inferior batch of methamphetamine and says that she wanted to file charges against her drug dealer.
I like to file a complaint.
I like to speak to the manager of meth. I like to speak to Gus Spring. I got a problem.
I feel like I've been robbed my hard-earned money for this bullshit.
Here's the thing, though. If you call the police about the meth, I feel like that's a pretty good sign that the meth worked. Because that's not sober logic.
No, that is not.
That's the logic you have as a person high on meth. Oh, I know. I'll call the cops. They'll get involved in this.
And make it right.
I want to talk to the Better Business Bureau.
Can I speak to the manager?
I'll take this thing all the way to Supreme Court.
Take that shit to trial.
Sarah Harris, 34, twice made the open line calls to police emergency number, which prompted the officer to visit her residence to ensure that everyone was okay. During a conversation with the police captain, she declared that her meth was not what it was supposed to be.
Did she put it out? Tell him to check the quality?
She said, it's not giving, okay? The meth is not giving. She explained that the drug left her feeling as if she was going to have a heart attack. She said she had snorted a line of meth and felt something different when it touched her skin and nostrils. Because maybe it was finally hitting. Harris noticed that she and a friend had smoked a bowl, noted that she and a friend had smoked a bowl of normal meth before she subsequently obtained the meth that led her to call 911. Apparently believing the local sheriff operated a better illegal business bureau, she requested the drug be tested. They do be having a drug testing kits, though. Oh, that's tough. That's tough because, like, if it's an emergency.
You might be right.
If it's an emergency and you need drug tested, like.
You have on spot.
Who else you going to call that got the drug test? You got to call the cops. Now, the problem is, if you wrong, you definitely going to jail.
Right?
If you right, you could be like, the fucking cops tested it. It was no meth in that shit. I want my motherfucking money back.
I want my money back, bitch.
But you better be right. Anyway, she also declared she wanted to turn the person in who provided her the meth. Not for drug dealing, but for not drug dealing.
I want to turn that crook in.
You going to turn him in for... you want to turn him in because he's a meth dealer? No, I want to turn him in because he's selling fucking flour and calling it meth.
Yes. Give me goddamn sugar. I don't want this bullshit.
This is baking soda and this is fraud.
Right.
While speaking with police at her home in the city of Bedford, Harris made the mistake of handing over her meth that had so vexed her. The contents of the small baggie, which carried a red pig design, later field tested positive for meth. As a result, she, as a result of her providing the narcotics evidence, a criminal information charging her with meth possession was filed last week. While the class six felony carries a maximum 30-month prison term, the advisory sentence is 1 year, so she's going to probably get a year in jail. Mm-hmm. Her rap sheet includes convictions for theft, meth possession, criminal mischief, disorderly conduct, resisting, and operating a motor vehicle while intoxicated. Guess the race of Sarah Harris.
White.
Karen's going white. All right. Damn, that's crazy. When Karen tries meth white, she thought she was meth. She was at meth Burger King white. Yeah, she wanted it her way.
Yeah, she did.
This meth is not making me want to suck a dick white.
Oh, no.
White. I didn't know I couldn't do that white. Yeah, it's like I'm just trying to toothbrush clean my bathroom, and here we go. She ain't getting the scholarship white. Methy Maggie White, the correct answer is white. You got it. All right, calm down, audience. she's wearing a Nirvana shirt. Shout out to Andy Klein.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, smells like Teen Spirit, but not meth.
That's hilarious.
Oh, man. All right, let's go to the bonus round. Karen, I believe, is 2-for-2.
Yay!
That the bitch was white!
I ain't racist. How can I be racist about anybody or anything in my life? How can I?
Call them niggas. Just call them niggas.
It's time to get
gold teeth, gold chain wearing, fried chicken and biscuit eating monkey, eight baboon, big thigh, fast running, high jumping, spear chucking, 360 degree basketball.
A man is behind bars after allegedly striking his roommate in the head with a wad of pizza dough.
Wasting food?
Yeah.
How dare you?
Mm-hmm. That's the real problem. investigators say Joseph Tressel, 32, was making pizza Thursday evening when he got in a confrontation with Elvis Singleton, 62. Okay, already. Your roommate's... One of you's 32 and the other one is 62? Roommates. This seems like a Aoki Lee Simmons situation, if you know what I'm saying. While preparing an Italian delicacy, Tressel told cops Singleton started making sounds like coughing in a way that was to irritate him. Tressel also reported hearing voices telling him how to make the pizza.
Oh, no!
Okay, but that's a very specific type of ghost. If Ghost was doing that, I might fuck with Ghost.
How are you a world-renowned cook, the Ghost?
In the movies and stuff, they don't be doing that. But if a ghost got into some Ratatouille type shit, why, like that would actually be cool. Because I imagine not having to look at all the steps on the YouTube video or read everything in the recipe instructions. Because the ghost was already in your ear like, no, it's... 2 teaspoons of salt. And you're like, oh, okay. Thank you, Ghost. Be helpful. That's what Casper should have been doing.
Yes, instead of just being friendly.
Perturbed, Tressel threw a piece of dough on the floor and then threw it again at the victim, striking Singleton in the noggin as he was seated at the dining room table with his back to him. He had no visible bruising. Tressel reportedly...
if he did, that's some tough-ass pizza dough.
Right. The ghost told him to do it wrong. Tressel reportedly admitted to tossing the dough because Singleton was making coughing sounds that he did not like. He was arrested for misdemeanor battery, booked in the county jail, where he is locked up in lieu of $1,150 bond. Tressel also is charged with criminal mischief and allegedly breaking a piece of furniture. A judge ordered him to have no contact with Singleton and barred him from returning to the pair's apartment. Last year, he was busted for allegedly walloping Singleton. According to a arrest report,
this sounds like an abusive relationship.
Tressel says Singleton's coughing noise caused him to punch the victim in the face. Let me tell you something. You are dating a 62-year-old man.
Yes, they dating.
Or living with one.
Yeah, I think they
dating. Either way, 62, that's prime coughing.
You're going to be doing a lot of coughing at 62.
Don't get a 62-year-old roommate if you got a problem with coughing, bruh. That's what 62-year-old people do. They cough.
Yeah, they do.
Okay? They clear their throat. They do they It's a lot going on at 62. You 32, you can't appreciate it. But it's coming. Anyway, Karen, guess the race of this pizza pugilist.
What were the names?
Joseph Tresselt is his name.
Oh, white.
Karen's going with white. Like the sauce that never got on that pizza. I guess he just wanted to give him a piece of his mind.
If he did do the dough, be that white cream sauce.
That's what that was.
The sauce.
That was a joke I made earlier.
Oh, my bad.
You don't be listening to me. let's see. The chat room says white. They on some odd couple white. I think it's an interracial couple, but this guy's white. White. Sal's pizza white. Gold medal flower white. Why you think it's an interracial couple? Is it because you watched the Rod Carmichael show? Anyway, the correct answer is white.
Yeah, if he was more patient, he'd have waited for the dough to rise. Then he might have actually hurt him when he hit him upside the head.
Yeah. Well, he said he wanted to spice up their love life. but that's him.
Oh, he did that.
Yeah. I mean, he did it before, so of course he's going to do it again. This is second time hitting that man. All right, let's go to Sword Ratchetness. I'm sorry, but if you don't want people to care about hitting that man, you got to learn to dunk a basketball.
I'm surprised they didn't charge him with elder abuse. You know, a certain age, they tag that on there. Mm-hmm. Don't be beating up on old people.
I agree. It's a hot take, but I agree. Goddamn.
Because I'm going to be old one day. Don't be beating up on me.
Mm-hmm. Then don't be coughing. You be coughing, you end up in the coffin.
Apparently so.
Tonight, a plea from two brothers in Chinatown who found themselves getting beaten up by a group of men.
That group was urinating on the brothers' home. After the fight started, one of the brothers got a sword from his home and took action. Well, those brothers were charged. The other men were not.
Now, the brother...
In Chinatown? Ooh. In Chinatown?
This is New York.
Yeah, ABC and Y.
Those are asking why and demanding punishment for those who started it all. Here's Eyewitness News reporter Sefon Kim.
It is a raucous brawl in Chinatown. Two brothers getting pummeled by five men. A relentless beatdown.
Wow.
Watch.
Looking at this video, it looks like everybody was kung fu fighting.
They was. Everybody wanted some. And they took it to the street.
Ho, 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 because it went down in Chinatown.
Yes, it did.
It happened in Chinatown. Look up the lyrics.
As one of those brothers, John Ung, eventually grabs a katana blade and slashes one of those five men in the forearm. He's eventually charged with attempted murder.
We were being overwhelmed.
Oh, no.
This news exclusive. The other brother, Max Ung, says...
At least it wasn't rat piss.
Not only was it self-defense, but it was that group of men who instigated the brawl.
He's a dirty agent.
Max is the super of his building on Elizabeth
racist.
Street.
Racist.
Blanked out whatever that was. I guess it was what Future said.
I'm paying the soul.
It started because the men were urinating on his building.
He said, calling his boys. He says, we're going to have a gang fight. And I said, no, I'm calling the cops.
And then he tries to urinate on Max. That's when Max's brother.
Okay, that's too far. Okay. Now, if you want to urinate on the building with the rest of the rats, fine. Just nobody touch it. They won't catch leprososis or whatever the fuck it is.
Right.
But pissing on me is where I draw the motherfucking line. Okay? That's enough.
Brother John comes out, and that same man steps in his face and shoves John.
He says, give me my bag. I'm going to shank this. So my first reaction was put some distance between him and his bag, and I shoved him. I said, leave.
John gets tossed into a fence, injuring his ribs. All chaos breaks out.
I heard my skull cracking.
Shit.
And my ears were ringing, and I blacked out.
Eventually, as the group of men walk away, John goes into the building to grab that sword. At that very same moment, the men turn back around. They aren't done. John then takes that swing.
Max took a no-jail plea deal, 5 years probation with a criminal record. John is considering a plea deal, sentencing on Tuesday, 2.5 years in prison.
Yeah, they're probably going to end up... I can see why... they got charged is because the dude seemed to have left and then you went and got the sword and called them back, basically. So you, and then you cut
instead
them.
Of just letting them go on down the street.
But also, just on the human side, I completely understand. You pissed on me, and you fucking pissed on my building. You beat me up. Yeah, and this is why swords are no good. Because if you wouldn't have had that sword in there, you would be going to jail.
Yes, we'd let them go. And we'd have just seen the film. We'd be like looking for these people to be under arrest
with a deadly weapon. It happened in the fall of 2020.
For them to be not
charged. Oh, and this middle of a pandemic.
At the height of the anti-Asian hate. It's just, to me, it's outrageous. Someone comes down to Chinatown, decides they can piss on you, piss on the street, call you racial slurs, beat you up, and still no arrest.
Max's legs and face were battered and bruised. He's been unable to work.
My back's on fire right now.
Meanwhile, the Ong family is facing a civil lawsuit from the man John slashed.
We've always been, you know, quiet, decent citizens in this area. You know, something like this is so, you know, towards this time, it's really not right.
In Chinatown, Sefan Kim, Channel 7, Eyewitness News.
Now, just moments ago, the Manhattan District Attorney's Office released a statement saying in part, quote, the victim suffered significant injuries after he was assaulted with brass knuckles and a sword, including permanent damage to his nerves and tendons.
Yeah, but he was peeing on people.
Right.
I mean, all right.
It needs to be some. If you're going to charge them, charge the other people, too.
Yeah.
Like this is a thing where everybody needs to be charged.
Yeah, because correct. When something like this happens, everybody plays a part.
Yes.
Because it's an ancient Chinese art. And everybody knew that part.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Our continued investigation, which included a review of all the available video surveillance and interviews with eyewitnesses, determined there was no evidence to charge any other individual at the scene with criminal conduct.
Mm-mm-mm. What's crazy is that sword slice, fast as lightning. All right, y'all. That's it for this week. Appreciate y'all. We'll talk to y'all Saturday for the feedback show. Look out for us on 4-Hour Nerds with their X-Men recap. And, yeah, until next time, I love you.
I love you, too. Mwah.